Atlanta is known for its traffic. That's nothing new. It's given that if you near here, you're going to have to deal with the congestion on the roads. Well, community leaders in Gwinnett County are bringing together residents to have a discussion about transportation in week-long conversations they call the Great Exchange. The Gwinnett Village Community Improvement District is one of the organizations behind this effort, and the executive director is Chuck Warmington, and he joins us in studio today. Chuck, thanks for coming in and taking the time.
Glad to be here.
All right, let's back up here and let's sort of set the stage here. What is the Great Exchange?
The Great Exchange is a week-long event where we're trying to focus all conversations in Gwinnett County that week on transportation. Obviously, as you had indicated in your opening statements, the traffic congestion is something we deal with every day. It affects our quality of life, the business, everything that we do. And we wanted to make sure that we had an opportunity to set the stage to for folks to have a free flow conversation about transportation.
And so you're telling Atlanta residents that we should feel sorry for Gwinnett residents and their traffic issues?
Well, I think the traffic sees no boundaries.
Absolutely.
They don't see political boundaries. They don't see city and county boundaries. And at least from a Gwinnett County standpoint, we wanted to tackle the issue at a global stage so we could have a conversation about transportation.
But somebody might say, good Lord, we've had conversations about transportation in Gwinnett and through the region for years now, most recently, perhaps most prominently, with the defeat of the regional T-SPLOST. So why yet another one? What could possibly be said that hasn't already been said?
That's a great question. Most of the conversation, especially in Gwinnett County, has been around specific things in regards to transportation. Where there's a solution that's presented, we have a town hall meeting, people give comment about a specific solution. The T-SPLOST is an example. There was a list of projects and there was a conversation. This backs up that conversation and basically says, Gwinnett County, what do you want to see? What would you like to see? What are those specific projects instead of having those projects put out there or an initiative about transit or sidewalks? Let the residents and the community come up with what that is.
Can you have that, though, in isolation? In other words, can you look at transportation alternatives, you know, more roads, more carpooling, more transit, whatever, take your pick. Can you have that without looking at the way Gwinnett County has developed, which brings up a whole different set of questions? Where do people live? How do they live? What about zoning? How is that done? Is it possible to talk about transportation without bringing everything else into it?
I think the next step of that is going to be able to look at what you can do with land use, what you can do to connect regionally, and then how does this all connect to fix our transportation issues. But at the very first, our residents have got to decide what we would like to see. Is it more lanes on 85? Is it more sidewalks connecting our neighborhoods? Is it a transit connection that connects to the regional network? All of the above. And that's what this conversation is about.
Chuck, often we hear about how important transit or transportation, and it relates to education, employment, people having access to just even, you know, better options for food, all of those things which affect one's quality of life. So when we talk about in Gwinnett County particularly, are there some areas you also want to focus on in terms of making sure that when we talk about transit, transportation, it's diverse in terms of meeting everyone's concerns?
Well, I think access to transportation is very important. And access, whether it's regards to jobs, whether it's regards to, we have two commuter schools in Gwinnett County, Georgia Gwinnett College, mm-hmm. which is the fastest growing college in Georgia, and also Gwinnett Tech, which is the largest technical school system in the state of Georgia. Those are both commuter. So if, when you look at it from an education standpoint, access to those entities are important. How do you connect that with transit, and how do we move cars throughout? And then also the jobs. Where do we want to have those connections with the new jobs, technology jobs, and some of the higher paying jobs that Gwinnett County is focusing on? So that's all important.
I'm going to ask you this. What is your commute like inside the county?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm a poster child for it. I live in as far north as you can get in Gwinnett County, and I also work as far south in the county. My commute is 50, 55 minutes, and I never leave the county using Highway 316 and I-85. So from a standpoint of just my personal commute, it is something that 50, 55 minutes a day that I have to deal with.
Would you, for instance, in your commute, would you shift from using your car, let's say, to, say, a bus line? We have right now the Georgia Regional Transportation Authority, which just a few days ago approved a new line for Kennesaw over in Cobb County. Is that something that you think either you or fellow residents in Gwinnett who have the kinds of commutes you do would actually use?
I think when we're talking about transit, we need to make sure that any type of transit connection goes to where people want to go, whether mm-hmm. that's a job center, an education center, and things like that. There is a
But here's the problem. I mean, you just mentioned Gwinnett Tech. You just mentioned Georgia Gwinnett. Other people in Gwinnett are commuting to Atlanta. Others are doing what you're doing. They're commuting within the county. So how do you build a transportation network that serves all of these things?
Well, I think we start with a conversation like what we're having today, and that allows the public to speak, and then it allows the elected officials and the people in decision-making positions to hear what the community wants. And I think that's what we're beginning to see in Gwinnett County. Just with getting this word out, we're beginning to have a lot of conversation about lots of transportation modes in Gwinnett County to answer that question.
And so, Chuck, in moving from discussions, then there also comes implementation, and usually that means dollars, mm-hmm. funding. So in having all this discussion, so you're also looking at what's the best way to fund these, and obviously that's going to depend on the county as well, and also in prioritizing what has to be first.
We actually are not, and here's the reason why. One of the reasons why we wanted to back up and have a overall conversation about vision in Gwinnett County about transportation is there's always been a mix-up of having multiple conversations. So the idea of how much is a transportation improvement going to cost. It gets muddled with somebody that says, I would just wish I could get to point A to point B in this way. And so we wanted to have the first stage of this with just having a vision type conversation about what that conversation is.
So where are you taking these conversations then?
Well, once this is over, we're asking folks to text into a number to 74029, answer an 8-question survey. About the vision of what they see with Gwinnett County transportation. And then that will have trends that will develop out of that, that we're going to have a group of Gwinnett community leaders that comes up with 20 or 30 initiatives that will then take us to what is our next steps? What is the trend that we're seeing? Where does Gwinnett County want to connect? Where do we want to connect in the county? And then get into your question about what do we want to pay for, which is a big mm-hmm. question that comes at the next stage.
On that subject, though, and it sounds as if these initial meetings and gatherings are really freeform because you want to just get ideas, get everybody's input, which is fine. But do you invite, even to these early conversations, state leaders? Because a lot of the solutions that will come out of this, whatever form they take, are going to involve not just county money, but state money.
Oh, most definitely. We've had local elected officials that both city and county that are involved in this, state leaders as well. So yes, they're involved in every stage of this, whether it's the planning piece of this to the next stage of a rally. And then also, I know some elected officials that are holding their own conversation next week through the week of August 24th.
And Rose mentioned money. Does it help to say at the beginning of all of these gatherings, you know what? We're going to end up having to pay for whatever we decide, and we might have to consider whether or not to raise our taxes to do it.
I think that's going to be a big part of the conversation in the next stage. Gwinnett County, if you look over the years with the SPLOST campaign, it's on SPLOST, as well as some of the cities, what the cities are doing, the residents have voted themselves taxes for very specific things where folks understand that we're moving forward. City of Suwannee is a perfect example mm-hmm. with their town center where they actually voted themselves a tax increase for all of the improvements of Suwannee. That was many years ago. And so now you're seeing that with the SPLOST as well.
But does that become piecemeal? In other words, you're looking at something comprehensive, and somebody might say from Suwannee, for instance, look, we already raised our taxes for improvements in Suwannee. But then you have to say, well, you've got to get out of Suwannee. So if someone says we've already raised taxes, you're then having to convince them of having to do it again for something more comprehensive.
And I think it's a great question. And that's part of what this conversation is about. setting the stage to understand that allowing the free flow conversation about what people want to see. We're not advocating, we're not even trying to educate folks. We're just trying to captivate folks to have a conversation. And those types of topics will continue to come up through this process.
Well, here's another entity that someone might say needs to be brought into this, and that's MARTA. I mean, you look at Clayton County, which even way, way, way back in 1971, I mean, every county didn't get on board with MARTA. And some would say, well, okay, hindsight being 2020, it should have happened. Okay, that was decades ago. But now you look at how important MARTA has been going back to Clayton County. Where does the state's largest transit system fit into what Gwinnett needs?
I think having MARTA a part of this conversation is one of the aspects of it. You referenced the two failed initiatives in Gwinnett County related to MARTA. In 1970, 71, mm-hmm. there were 76,000 people living in Gwinnett
it's
County.
It's a bit bigger now.
when it was voted down again in 1990, there was 200,000. We're pushing 900,000 people. We're larger than six states, just our community alone. So I think the folks that have moved here, the folks that sit in traffic, they're beginning to cry out for other opportunities for connections with transit, connections possibly with MARTA. Most of the more successful bus routes in Gwinnett County, the Gwinnett Transit, tie into the Doraville station. So those were part of the conversation, and we're already seeing those positive comments.
And you mentioned Doraville because also there's that new development, which mm-hmm. will be coming on board soon, and that's going to bring more people to that area. So in do you have a timeline then, Chuck, in terms of these discussions are going to be done, then we take this next phase and this next phase? Because every second somebody's moving into the Atlanta area or the Gwinnett area. So what's your timeline in all this?
Well, the timeline will be set based on the results of what we see out of this survey. There will be results and trends that will come out of this and initiatives that will be put out there. I know Gwinnett County will be having a renewal of the SPLOST next year. And then as we go forward, I'm hoping that transit will be a part of our vision in Gwinnett County. And I think that's a multi-year process to be able to put that together and what that vision is looking like.
And real quickly, then, what would you say to somebody who says, oh, this is just a way of introducing transit and they happen to be opposed to it?
Well, I would say they needed to be a part of the conversation. Some of the conversations we actually have met with Tea Party folks. I went to their meetings and put it out there, and they are going to be sending this out to their groups. And so we're very excited. Same thing about the Republican Party, Democratic Party. As I said earlier, traffic sees no political boundaries, no municipal boundaries, and it affects us all.
Good. Keep us posted. We'd be interested in hearing what happens and what comes out of these conversations. Chuck Warbington, an old Georgia Tech wide receiver.
Yeah. From the 1990 championship team.
Absolutely. Is from the Gwinnett Village Community Improvement District and one of the organizations behind this great exchange. Chuck, thanks for coming in and taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here.